Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s. If you remember the Fabulous 50s, you got to be of a certain age, so to speak. Diane Sanders and Dennis Duke are both joining me today, both members of the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association Hall of Fame. And there is a very special event going on, a concert and dance this Saturday. It's going on at the Catfish Bend Convention and Events Center. And again, it is going to be honoring a very special gentleman. He is Matt Coffin. And Matt was heavily involved in rock and roll, heavily involved in particular, back in the days when Burlington Steamboat Days was at its best, Mac was the guy that was booking all the acts. Dennis and Diane, I don't know, did he have a music background too?
Well, Mac loved live music, and he promoted it and did a really, really good job. He also, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but he also had a booking agency called Police Productions.
Okay.
And that's where he attracted most of the the acts that
but
we
got
for
Steamboat Days. But he was not a performer, per se. I knew him for many years as well, and I was not aware of that. But he was heavily involved, and he knew how to get the best deal he ran Steamboat Days and found the best. Problem is that the talent is booking talent. I had somebody explain this to me last week. You know, Steamboat Days used to get some fantastic entertainment. They got it at a pretty decent price. Now, the change in the music industry is that music in the past, performers pretty much made 95% of the revenue off their recordings. Then what happened is the system went upside down, and now performers make 95% of their money off live performances. That's why the $30,000 a night act of a decade or two ago is now a $300,000 to $500,000 a night. I'm guessing, I don't know how familiar you guys are, but if you go back to the 50s, I don't know, how much did a guy make? How much would a Richie Valens, how much would the Big Bopper, how much would Buddy Holly make in a night? They didn't, not that much.
I don't think they did. There's a book that the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association puts out. It gives the what they paid at the Roof Garden in Okoboji. Some of the acts, national acts would get contracts, they got copies of the contracts, $2,500, $3,000. I mean, this was, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, I think they got like $2,500. And
I will tell you a true story. This is the very first major concert that I went to in my life was in Minneapolis. It was in 1970, and it was at their arena, the arena next to Metropolitan Stadium, and it was The Who on their Tommy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up. Do you know what I paid for? You know what I paid per ticket? There were two of us. Paid per ticket for The Who in concert on the Tommy tour. And Tommy was that was the hottest thing in the at the time. But
maybe $5?
$5, exactly.
Yep.
Bingo.
$5. Anyway, good morning. It is what do we got? We do have the concert coming up and dance coming up on Saturday. Is this an annual event, Diane?
This will be our 10th year to support the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association with a concert and dance. It's a fundraiser that we try to help support and send money up to Okoboji to provide things for what's happening up there. And a lot of fun things happening in Okoboji.
Okay, I was involved in an event we did for the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that part of this? I know that Mad Hatter was in the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame, and we had some other special, but it was a concert and dance too, as well as a tribute. But that was something I think off, that was
Mad Hatter is actually an inductee in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he also, when Matt Coffin was inducted in 2017, he came and emceed our show as a something that he wanted to do for Mac. You know, Mac, became an inductee before all of the things that you mentioned earlier for what he involved with in the community. And Mac was the guy behind the scenes with music in Burlington who never, ever expected anything.
Wow, it is. Well, we're going to hear, speaking of the concert and dance, featured performers, of course, Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s, but here's a group that not too bad either. It's called Leaving Abby. Lane, Abby Lane, Leaving Abby, Penny Lane. There we go. It is Dennis Duke, and we've got a very special. As I said, it's going to be a very special night Saturday, and I guess two members of Leaving Abby are both going to be in performance. I mean, not only will they be performance, but they're going to be inducted. Is that right? What I understand?
Yeah, the actual induction for. Paul Miller and Tom Nelson, and also the Capitol Theater, was over Labor Day weekend. That's typically when the inductions happen. And we try to put on an event to honor the local inductees.
Okay.
To give them the opportunity for the people in Burlington to see them. I'd also like to mention that Leaving Abby and Richie Lee, since this is honoring Matt Coffin, I'd like to mention that Leaving Abby and Richie Lee were two of Matt Coffin's favorite bands to listen to. So we felt it was fitting to ask those folks to be the headliners for this show.
Fantastic.
And one other thing that I'd like to mention is that up at the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, they have what's called an all-star band. They bring in groups, individual performers from across the state, and they meet on Thursday afternoon, and they end up and they play at the induction concert on Sunday evening. Paul Miller and Tom Nelson really, really outdid themselves up there. They did a great job. They played a song called Still Got the Blues for You by Gary Moore. Actually, they knocked it out of the park. It was one of the best performances that you'd ever see. And I'd also like to say that our good friend from the Capitol Theater,
Tammy McCoy came up and represented the Capitol Theater and opened her eyes to what Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, all the amenities were about. And she said that Southeast Iowa was really represented well in Okoboji. We're very excited about the Capitol Theater, too, because we have a museum right now upstairs
okay.
that we put together there. And it's kind of fun to be working with the Capitol Theater along with the Music Association.
It is it's a great night. It is Concert and Dance, Catfish Bend Convention and Events Center. Your honorary inductee is Ralph Klusman. What can you tell me about Ralph?
Ralph is the president of the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, and Ralph has actually had the honor of playing twice at the Cavern Club
okay.
in Liverpool, England. He was invited to play. He's a huge Beatles fan. You can't stump him on any Beatles trivia. I've tried. He always knows the answer. Ralph is a great performer. He's a very, very interesting guy, and it just has a great personality, and he really does well.
All right. Tickets are $30 in advance at Player Services online at catfishbendcasino.com. The doors open at 6. Show begins at 7. And guess what? If you want anything special that you want to add to that, Diane?
We also have another special guest that I just found out this last week, Naomi Sen, who was the former wife of the founder of the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, received a reward this year that's called the Legacy Award.
Okay.
So she's going to be here, so we'll do a little thing with her on stage, too. And Connie Valance will be here. And if we wanted to say something today, Connie Valance, happy birthday.
Okay. All right.
So you can also call 319-750-2499 if you'd like to still reserve a table. We have a couple of those left.
All right, 750-2499.
Correct.
All right,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anything else you need to know, just give me a call here at the radio station. We will pass it along to you and to Diane Sanders. Okay, we've got tickets. We'll be doing some tickets as well. Again, all of that is happening. It is happening Saturday. Doors open at 6, shows at 7. And Dennis?
We always try to put on some special song. Several years ago, I think we did Hey Jude. At the very end of the show, we have a special song that we don't tell anybody what it is. It includes a lot of the – it'll include a few of the previous inductees. This year, we think it's going to be something that – a song that everybody is going to really, 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 really go, oh, wow, that was neat. So –
that'll be our great finale.
That's the grand finale.
Okay.
So, finale. And we never tell what the song is.
Right. But it is happening. Concert, dance, everything is going on. It's Saturday. Catfish Bend Event Center going on again. You can check it out, and we'll be talking more about it. Diane Sanders, Dennis Duke, thank you both for stopping by, okay?
Thank you, Steve.